So he went for the last fishing expedition.
Abeni wa lo pa eja to gbeyin.
And for God on his side. For God on his side.
Tori pe Olorun se oju rere
fun. The fish that he caught.
Eja to wa ripa ni ojo yen.
He found a ring inside.
Abeni wa ri okaye ninu eja yen.
So the day of the festival was drawing near.
Ngba ti ojo aseyin wa sumo etile.
He never even told the wife.
Abeni ko te so asiri yen
fun
aya re.
He found the ring.
Pe o ma ti ri oka to wa yen.
The wife who was part of the
party. Tori pe aya re gan je agbe bebo je to wa lara won tan ji oka yi.
As he was going to the ground.
Ngba ti o nlo.
People started calling him.
Awon yan bere sini pe.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Awon pe oruko re pe Oluwa ni oju agba mi. O si da wa lo pe emi ki o salai ni.
And the others were surprised. The man that will be killed. Is that how she still happy? And when he got to the ground, the king said, the Lord is my shepherd. Proceed to produce the ring or you are killed. He said, oh, thou king, your servant, the Lord is my shepherd. Truly, I shall not want. Oh, king, this is the ring.
This is
the
ring.
Everybody was surprised. Even the people who came for the ring. They said they don't want a situation, they'll feel sorry and then give the ring later. So they went and threw it into the river. And God,
by
his providence, brought the ring back. And he said, oh, king, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Because he's with me. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This morning, if God hasn't permitted for you to be killed, no power in heaven, no power on the earth, no power within
the
earth can destroy you.
You
are a child of God. Before the devil touches you, he has to go and seek permission. Satan,
I
have to go and seek permission from God before he can touch you. Paul,
I
have to go and get a letter before I can touch the disciples. This morning, the spirit in you, God will protect it until the day of the rapture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May we be upstanding. My first reading will come from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1.
I know Isaiah, ori kokale ni ogota ise kini ni ma ti koko ka iwe mimo ni owuro yi.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Eme Oluwa Jehovah nbe lara mi nitori o ti fi ami ororo yan mi lati waasu irire fun awon otosi o ti ran mi lati se awotan awon onirobinu je okan lati kede idasile fun awon igbekan ati sisile tubu fun awon onde.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The second reading is taken from Ezekiel chapter 37.
From verse 1.
The hand of the Lord was upon me,
and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and sat me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thou sayest the Lord God unto their bones, these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Amen. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said unto me, prophesy unto the winds. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thou sayest the Lord God, amen, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. Amen. So I prophesied as our commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, and a exceeding great army. May God bless his word this morning. Hallelujah. May you kindly be seated. And the prophet spoke about these dry bones. So just like Pastor Martin, I want the title to be remembered every day. So my sermon title is, can these bones live? Hallelujah. And the prophet ties these bones, one, to the state of Israel, and two, to the church. So as a background, let me read for me. In the message, the high writing on the wall, paragraph 33, it says, during this time of the carrying away into Babylon was a very marking time. First, they were carried down into Egypt. Second, they were carried into Babylon. And the Gentiles came in. And then the third, they were carried or scattered by the Roman Empire. Hallelujah. Amen. And there, when Israel was called up, was a type of the church. Israel always was a type of the church. The church was church natural. And they are the church. Israel was the church natural, the church is the church spiritual.
Israel is the church spiritual.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that like Ezekiel 37? The dry bones. The valley full of dry bones. Ezekiel saw it.
Ezekiel
there return again. Then notice. Hosea said, after 2 days. After 2 days, he will return to them. They will receive us and give us, revive us.
Now
revive doesn't mean resurrection. Revive, there is the same word used anywhere else. And I just look at him up. A reviver. He will revive us after 2 days. In the third day, he will revive us again. After he scattered us. And the prophet said, they were scattered in
780 BC.
But in
1948,
after 2 days, God has revived them again. And this morning, the time Israel was being revived, the angel of the Lord came to the prophet in a cage. He said, God, get me a bride. So whilst Israel is going to their homeland, the bride of Christ is also being called. By Malachi 4 message. He said, and if 4 messengers of death kill the tree, 4 messengers of life restore the tree. By 4 death messengers, he killed the tree. Then 4 life messengers will restore it. What was the first? Martin Luther.
Martin Luther.
Justification. What was the second?
John
Wesley. By sanctification. What was the third?
Pentecost.
With the restoration of gifts. The Holy Ghost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Which was the fourth? The word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God this morning. As I've got my background now, let's
travel on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Abraham was given the word to prophesy. And God told him, your seed shall sojourn in a country. And after 4 generations, I'll bring him out with a strong hand. It doesn't take man to fulfill the word. It took God to fulfill that word. When the time was due, that same God came in a burning bush to cause an exodus. Hallelujah. Then Jeremiah prophesied that they were going to Babylon. And Isaiah came. And Isaiah said, after the 70 years, a king will be born by the name of Cyrus. And he will sign a decree for them to go back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when Jesus came, he told them, you have not received your message in your day. So you fall by the edge of the sword until the Gentiles come in. And in AD 70, the Jews were scattered. By 1948, they came back home. The same thing with the bride in the upper room. The Holy Ghost came down, but the word was killed. Hallelujah.
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 It was killed by Nicolaitanism, followed by Balaamism, and third Jezebel religion. But the Lord promised that after the dark ages, you come back to the
world.
So through justification, through sanctification, through baptism of the Holy Ghost, the world has been restored. As we speak now, the world is a restored world.
pada.
This Bible is no more a closed Bible.
Bibeli ki se Bibeli ta pade.
This Bible is an open Bible.
O ti je Bibeli ta ti si ta ti laye wa to je wa kedere.
When Jesus came, he read from it, close it, and to the priest. But today, a mighty angel came with an open book. So this morning, we are reading from an open book. It is close to the denomination, but open to the bride. So this morning, from Genesis to Revelation, everything is open.
Hallelujah.
If you are still here, and you are saying that seven seal is closed, go back and read the Bible.
A brother
was saying the same thing. Seven seal closed. And another brother told him, go and read Revelation
8:1.
And he said, read it for me. When the seven seal was opened, he said, read it again. When the seven seal was opened, read it again. When the seven seal was opened, and he asked him, is it closed or open? He said, yes. It's open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 So this Ezekiel. Was also carried to Babylon. When he was just 25 years. Babylon and Israel was about 900 miles.
Babylon and Israel,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as he was going, he was from the tribe of Zadok, so he was trained as a priest. And 10 years later, the Lord came to him and showed him the vision that these bones you are seeing, it will not just be dry, it will be very dry. But the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon them, and they shall revive again. This morning, every part of your body that has been dry, I speak the word of the Lord. Let them arise and let them have breath in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ezekiel have two things. Some in the Bible. The Bible will say, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Another time, you said he carried me in the spirit. But for Ezekiel, the hand was upon him, and he was carried also in the spirit. That same spirit that was on Ezekiel, that same spirit is on you this morning. That same spirit. What's on Jesus? That's why he said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And if you have that spirit, you do exploits. That same spirit. What's on Samson? Samson has never prayed before.
Samson,
but when it comes to a situation, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord comes over him, and he does exploits. The last time Samson prayed was when his eyes were removed. And he said, Lord, just this once, this morning, I pray that spirit to be upon you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That same spirit was on Jesus, was on Peter and John. One day, they were going to the temple. And Solomon has told them that anytime you are in trouble, look to the temple. But that day, the cripple was at the temple, and there was no healing.
Peter said, don't look to the temple. Look on us. And when he said it, the Bible said, boldness came into their feet, into his bones, and he rose, and he started leaping and praising the Lord. This morning, you start leaping, you start praising the Lord, because life will come to you. That same spirit was on Brother Abraham, that one day a fish was caught, and it was open. But when the spirit came, he said, you fish, I gave you back your life. This morning, I give you back your life. Everything that has gone wrong in you, that is dead, I want to show you. You get life again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now bones. It's important to the body. And the patriarchs always kept it. When Joseph was going to die, he told them, don't bury me here. Keep my bones in a casket. And the prophet said, I was in England and I attached that casket in the museum where Joseph was cut.
And if you want Joseph, you see,
the slaves go around and they see the casket with the stripes on their back. They said, this is a remembrance that one day we'll go home. And I want to tell you this morning, there is an empty tomb in Jerusalem. Once that tomb is there, one of these days there will be a rapture, and we shall take our
flight.
The tomb is not just in Jerusalem. One tomb is in Medina.
The,
even the Muslims, they believe that Jesus never died. So he will come back, die, and
they
will bury him beside
Muhammad.
So if you go to Medina today, they have a tomb of Jesus. And that tomb is empty. And the tomb in Jerusalem is also empty. Wherever Jesus is, the tomb will be empty. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Can we say amen to it? Because Jesus has never preached a funeral service before. We can preach it. And the prophet said, if I bury 1,000 today, I still preach about him. But Jesus, anywhere he goes, there's a shout. There's a noise. There's a screaming. It's only Jesus who combined the weeping and the shouting. He went to the city of Nain. Some were crying, carried their son to the cemetery. And some were shouting that Jesus was around. And Jesus combined both. Those shouting, those making crying, and they become joyous. This morning, you will not cry again. Your bones shall live again. Hallelujah.
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 And the prophet said, in the message, the true Easter seal, he said, the same place where Adam died and was buried, that's the same place Jesus died and was buried.
When I read it, I was like, how could this happen? By November, I was in Jerusalem. And I saw Golgotha, where Jesus died. And I saw the burial place at the same mountain. And I shouted,
hallelujah!
There is a place that Adam died and was buried. Jesus and was buried. Why? He had a hope that resurrection would take place. His tomb is still empty. Our bones cannot be buried. One of these days, flesh shall come to our flesh, and we shall live again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you take the bones of Elisha. Elisha bones was in a grave. And one day, they were going to bury somebody. And they saw some sin. And threw the dead body onto the bones of Elisha. And this man, once he fell into the bone of resurrection, came back to life. I always tell them in Ghana.
Now Ghana,
the burial place is choked. So they'll bury 9 feet, 6 feet, 3 feet. And I tell them, if a believer is in the 9 feet, be careful. One day, you on the 6 feet, on the 3 feet, when it's rising, you rise again. Our bones are bones of resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Lord told to the prophet. Prophesy to the bones. And when he did, the ankle bone came back. The knee bone joint. The hip bone joint. The back bone joint. The lips joint. The skull came into it. And the Bible said, there was a noise. There was a shaking. Bone to bone. Sinews came on it. Fresh came on it. Skin came on it. But it was standing. He needed to be loose. Like Lazarus, he came forth, bound. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. This morning, maybe you are bound with denomination, creeds and dogmas. But I speak unto you, loose him and let him go. As for the resurrection, God will do it. But they loosen. We have the fivefold ministry. They'll loose you this morning. If it is impossible, God will come in. But the one that is possible, man can do it. If you want employment, God will provide a way. But you have to write application. Whatever God can do, you can't do it. But whatever man can do, you have to do it. For God to do the impossible. If you want to marry, God will not bring that woman into your room one day. And said, this is your wife. He did it to Adam. And Adam said, the woman you gave me, who caused me to sin. So when you seek the direction of the Lord, you have to go and speak.
Hallelujah.
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 And for you, brothers, when sisters are crying for marriage, then you come to pastor.
Pastor,
I've seen a woman in another church, in another denomination. They also preach like us.
Hey,
they don't preach like us. They never preach like us. They can be justified. They can be sanctified. But the Holy Ghost is only the message that gives the Holy Ghost. That's why when a Baptist brother came to Brother Abraham to marry the daughter. The first question. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Before you marry, get the Holy Ghost first. If you don't have Holy Ghost, and you marry, your wife's head will be a punching bag. One time somebody came to pastor. How come your wife, she has grown big? She was talking plenty. And I gave him paracetamol. Are you a doctor? What kind of paracetamol will make somebody's cheek swell? You need a paracetamol yourself. If you have the Holy Ghost, troubles will come and go. But because of the Holy Ghost,
we'll
still be together. But that David Odwe has been saying something. He said, love your wife. He said, if you can't love, love her as a neighbor. If you can love her as a neighbor, love her as an enemy. So on all the three levels, you need to show love. Love her. Love her as a neighbor. And love her as an enemy. If you pass through this process, there's no way you can love her. That's why the prophet said, even Satan, if he is baptized by justification and he's sanctified and he's filled with the Holy Ghost, he's no more Satan. He's not a brother. So you cannot say he is a Satan. And the person closes the eye. You cannot determine it. Even the disciples branded a woman in Samaria as a prostitute. But there was a seed in her which was better than the Pharisees who were holding the scroll. So until somebody dies, you cannot say it's a suffering seed. This body is a temporary body that the devil can use it. And the prophet said, on the day of resurrection, you see people in rapture and you'll be surprised how they were able to make it. Where? You condemn them, but in the book of God, they are the pride of Christ. That book of life is only God who has access to it. You can even be a pastor. If your name is not in it, before you die, you denounce the message. Even John was tested of his
word.
John, who said, behold, the lamp of God that carried the sins of the world. When he was put into prison, he's not doubting. Is it the one? Or we should expect another? So he sent two disciples. Go and ask Jesus whether he is the one, or we should expect another. Every testimony you give will be tested. Every testimony will be tested. He gave a testimony. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. But when trouble came, he's now denouncing it. Is he the one? Or we should expect another? And Jesus said, sit down and go and tell John the blind see, the lame are walking, and the gospel is preached to the poor. And I could hear him telling them, tell John, he's going to die. I must have gone to die. But in my death, he will rise. When you are tested, stand the test. Today, so many isms in the message. And when Pastor Martin came to Ghana, I was like, oh, Pastor Martin, why all this? He said, don't worry. God is doing his work. You, the same person who bring the cloud to say this is how God came down. Today, you come and tell the prophet that the cloud was not there. Why? Your testimony will be tested. You, the same group who saw the pillar of fire on the head of Abraham. Now you are saying it's a fluorescent light. How come the fluorescent light never caught all the negatives and it caught only the seventh one? Hallelujah. One day, a lecturer was speaking to his students. And he told them, do you know the Red Sea is not Red Sea? It is reed sea. So the Jews worked on it. And one brother said, Hallelujah! I said, what are you talking about? He said, if the reed could cross the Jews, and the same reed will cause the Egyptians to swallow, that is God. We have the devil's answer. There is no question that will beat the message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And one day he was teaching. And he told them, who is a Christian in the class? Who is the Christian in the
class?
And the brother stood up. He said, do you see this test tube? I'll drop it. If it doesn't break, I know there's God. If it breaks, it means there's no God. Can anybody stand it? And the brother said, yes, I can testify. Now there is a God. So he said one, two, three. As he went to drop it, a certain wind came to the room and drop on his feet. And
it
didn't break. And the student said, I told you, there is a God.
This morning, there is nothing called impossible. Impossible is the makeup of two words. You have to break it. I am possible. So instead of saying impossible, say I am possible. Say after me. I am possible. I am possible. I am possible. The doctors can give you a report. But we have another report. The doctor can say, you cannot give birth. But I want to assure you, if God said it, you can give birth. The boss will rise again. There was a sister in Kenya. When she was young, somebody raped her. And they took the womb. But she was still coming to church. And one time, a brother approached her. He said, I want to marry you. And the sister said, I'm sorry. I don't have a womb. I said, don't worry. I love you because of love and not because of children. So this morning, you the men who are putting pressure on your wives to produce children. Women don't produce children. It is a gift of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Children are gifts of God.
Nobody
produces it. That is why churches have lowered the bar. Impregnate the woman before you marry. But I know one woman. She got pregnant. They did a wedding. And the child died. Up to today, they still don't have a child. Did you go or did you come? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
3 months later, then the sister is feeling uneasy. Do you know when you are pregnant, your body changes. Your food changes. Your speech changes. The same thing. This morning, if you are the bride of Christ and you are pregnant, your dressing will change. I've not seen a pregnant woman with tight dresses. Tight dresses. Pregnant women always have
aura your D. So
when you are pregnant, you don't walk on high heels. So this morning, the only way I can know you are pregnant or not is your dressing. When I see you on high heel, you are not pregnant yet. When I see you, micro dress, show your dress, you are not pregnant yet. And if you are the man,
I walk on it.
Early morning, I was Kambu, I'm ready to fight. You are not pregnant yet. Because you have hair.
You
leave it. That the woman will appreciate it. You are not pregnant yet. The pregnant woman, diet will change. Dressing will change. That's what the prophet said. When they are near to give birth, the angel of the Lord get there. So it makes them so humble. But if you are not pregnant, then you will be proud. You are not pregnant yet. Before you eat your amara, you have to take drink first. You have to take alcohol before you eat your amara. You are not pregnant. This morning, as the word is coming from, I add you, get pregnant. If you are pregnant, your thinking, your speech, your dressing will align to the word. Gone were the days when you see a sister in town, you see a brother in town, you can go and check the person. Shalom. Which tabernacle are you? It's no more than that.
Abẹ ni ko ju be lo. Ko ri be mo. O ti dohun igbagbe.
Now when you see them,
wa yi to ba ti ri awon to pe ra won ni arakunrin agbarabirin.
Is it deeper life?
O ma ro pe a se ijo deeper life lo ti wa ni.
Is it Seventh Day Adventist?
Ijo Seventh Day Adventist. Awon lakata kiti.
What Seventh Day Adventists have is part of what we have. What deeper life have is part of what we have.
I want
theologian has been able to tell us what happened. But the prophet said the serpent had an affair with Eve in the morning. Then in the afternoon,
Adam
came to topic. They call him crazy. Not possible. But science has come to prove that there could be two seed in the womb by different fathers. So today, if you tell me there's no serpent seed, you are not pregnant yet. If you are pregnant, you know there is a missing link between the man and the chimpanzee. Science cannot find it. They call it a missing link. But what is missing to them is known to us. We call it the serpent. The serpent was not a snake. It became a raptor after the fall. The Bible said, he said,
Can a snake speak? And they'll give you a nice picture. A snake with apple giving to Eve. Today, if you see snake coming with apple, what's
going on?
How can you see snake with apple and you stop to receive it?
When
the snake has put in the mouth, poison has entered. When you eat, you die. Hallelujah. But how come they ate? And God didn't cut the mouth. But cursed the reproductive organ. Because a prostitute, when she has eaten, I've not done anything. So there's a food for man and there's a food for a prostitute. If you come to Ghana, early morning when I'm walking, I see them around. One day I was passing, and one said, can I walk with you? I said, I'm sorry, I can walk alone. The prophet said, it's not how close you are with the sin. It should be how far you are from it. If you want your bones to live, you have to live right for your bones to rise again. Don't think you are too spiritual. I'm a spiritual producer. The prophet said, God didn't allow the man to hug you. I don't know of Nigeria. But in Ghana, the prophet said, when another sex hug you, he leaves an imprint on your heart. When he kiss you, your mouth is a sex organ. You see a sister. Are you a virgin? Yes, I'm a virgin. Did somebody kiss you before? Yes, 5 times. Kissing is part of sex. I was hearing Brother Martin on the first day. Now we sugar-coated the words. Instead of fornication and adultery, he said, I'm cheating on him. If instead of fornication, we are dating. Dating that can make you to cook for him. That when rain is coming, so come and sleep in my house. I will be in the room. Midnight. You come around. Are you sleeping well? Sleeping in Jesus. You go. Come back again. Are you sleeping well? You go. The third time, I've seen some demon in the room. Can I see by your side? Sisters, don't do things that a wife will do for a man. Brothers, don't do things that husband will do for their wives. Hallelujah.
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 Even me as a father, before I get to my daughter's room, he has cooked for you. She has washed for you. She has slept one day in your room. Without knocking. You are a thief. Your bones cannot rise. Before your boss can rise, you have to be upright. Then your boss can rise. That's why in my custom, when you get a woman pregnant, before the wedding, they will charge you money for thievery. Why did you impregnate her without our consent? So anytime a brother brings the diary list, I check whether this money for tea free. If there's money for tea free, brother, how did it happen? Have you stolen something? It's a stolen sex. You pay for it. You pay for your father-in-law. You pay for God. Can these bones live again? That bones can live. If you live right and do the right and shun the wrong, I can assure you the bones will live again. Because we are going to prophesy again. And the Bible says the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So this morning, if our prayer is coming from a righteous house, then it shall prevail. Then your bones shall rise again. That is why once a year, before the high priest enters the Holy of Holies, cleans the body, fast, pray for any reason. If he should die, nobody can even go there. He has to pull the rope. Where? God is the Holy God. Approach him in holiness. And when you do that, and you pray, the Lord in heaven will hear your prayer. Even you can come in front of a killer bull.
Hey, wanna live waju malu to let me if you were a bear down.
Like the prophet.
I gotta be woolly.
Come close to a killer bull. He checked his pockets.
I will walk away.
No pistol. He checked where he was standing in the wall. He could not run.
He said,
Lord, help me. When the situation is impossible, God will come on the scene. It's
a
nature of God. I've disturbed you. Will you go back and lie again? The millennium. 3 million was registered. Because in the millennium, the lions will not eat meat again. The child will take them by the hand. If you have the Spirit of God, you live a pre-million life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bones can live again. Somebody died one day. Jairus' daughter.
She came back.
The
son of the window of
Nain.
Died. They prepared it. Go to the cemetery. She lived again. And Lazarus died. 4 days. The death was over. They buried him. But Jesus wanted a family to get more money. Get more money. Because before the funeral, when Lazarus was there, nobody buy anything for him. But when Lazarus died, they came to Mary Martha. I'll pay for the coffin. I will paint the house. They did a funeral collection. And when they finished, Jesus said, let's go. Let's rise again. Even in your time of calamity, God will pay you double. Now when Lazarus came out, the people who donated couldn't come back and say, give me my money. You've given it already. It's a profit for your foolishness. Jesus said, I was in prison. You never visited me. I was hungry. You never gave me food. I was thirsty. You never gave me drink. But now, as he's dead, you can do anything. Families, the person can be sick. They will know about it. But when a person dies, in Ghana now, when you paste your obituary, and they see 2 children in London, 5 in US, 1 in Canada, they'll come to you, want to buy the funeral. They will buy the funeral.
Yeah.
How much? 10 million naira. They pay you. All the collections they will receive. Buying and selling of funeral in Ghana. At the funeral, they hire people they call professional criers. They'll come. They have no relation to the person. Professional
criers.
So if you are lost in a relation and you cannot cry, you go and hide them. Come and cry for them. Funeral has become business. That's why Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead.
Jesus said,
at the funeral of Abraham, Tommy Osborne said this.
Tommy Osborne, no so bolonje.
Wind is the symbol of God.
Pe afefe o je ami Olorun Olodumare.
The Holy Spirit.
Ati nse eni mimo.
It blew across the face of the deep.
O ma nfe loju ibu.
When the earth was yes without form and void.
Nigba ti aye wa ni juju.
It blew the Red Sea.
O fe loju oku pupa.
And opened the path of the deliverance for the people who were delivered. It came as a rushing mighty wind on the day of Pentecost. When God came into become one of us, and it has been blown across the face of this generation. A fresh breath of God in this 20th century through the extraordinary ministry of God's prophet to this age, the man recognized among men by the name of William Branham, that is the Son of Man ministry, because seniors came.
flesh came, skin came, but there was no breath. So you need a Son of Man ministry to put breath into you. This morning, all the churches, they are in the cemetery. That's why when you are preaching there, everybody is quiet. If you want to say amen, the deacon will tap you. They are in the cemetery. But here, it's a labor ward. In a labor ward, what do you hear? Inga! 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 Whether you are Nigerian, Chinese, Ghanaian, the cry of the baby is the same. That should tell you, before the languages was confused, we were speaking one language. One of these days, we will speak one language. That is why, when you go around the world, and you visit any message, the message is the same. The administration might be different, but the message is the same. Why? The cry is the same among the children of God. Maybe you think I don't know you, but I knew you in eternity before we came. One of these days, we are going back with eternity. There will be no Yoruba there. There will be no Gandanga there. There will be no Twi there. It is one language. The language of the Lord. And this morning, whether you are educated or not educated, any language you speak, God hears. Don't force yourself to speak English when you cannot speak. Then you'll be confusing God. That was in our own. Speak your language. God will hear you. Any language you speak, and you cry to Him, the bones will live again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shall these bones live again? It happened in Ezekiel 37. Because in Ezekiel 38 and 39, there was going to be the battle of Armageddon. So the bones of
Israel
have to rise to fight that battle. And up to today, on the 14th of May
1948,
when the first David flag was hoisted, Ben Gurion, the president, said, this flag of
David
that has gone up will never come again. I want to tell you this morning, the prophet said, every revival
stands
for 3 years. But this revival is unto the rapture. Churches can denominate, but the message will never denominate. Pastors can denominate, but the bride can never denominate. There is a gathering in the church. But one of these days, as the Lord came down with a shout, He's gathering them. There will be a day, the voice will come. It will gather the deaf. And together, we shall be one. God only have one church. Our churches are only producing for Him. You can be in the church here. Because in every church, we have 3 kinds of believers. That is why you don't have to imitate anybody. You don't know whether the person is an unbeliever or is a make believer.
Not even the pastor. Not even the wife. Not even the deacon. Look up to Christ. He's the finisher of your faith. If you look up to man, you fail. But if you look up to Jesus, you always succeed. God has put part of his spirit in you. On the day of rapture, he's not coming to call names of churches. Brother Brown said, these are the people. Where are my people? They said, you don't have anybody. It's the people you lead to Christ. But as you are here, don't say, I'll be in the house and play tape. The prophet said, on the day of resurrection, you will follow your pastor. He will take you to the messenger. The messenger will take you to Christ. So when you are playing your tape in your house, and you want baptism, call on the tape. If you want to marry, play the tape. If you want Holy Ghost, play the tape. If you want counsel, play the tape. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At this time, from Malachi 4, we got to Ephesians 4. And that Ephesians 4 will take us to Revelation 4. So you cannot bypass Malachi 4 to Ephesians 4. You cannot pass Ephesians 4 to Revelation 4. They fall in line. Respect your pastors. Pastors respect the church. The prophet said, when the church is happy, the pastor is happy, then God is happy. You cannot be happy and the church members are dying. They call you in the night. Pastor, I'm sick. I'm sorry. I'm in bed with my wife. You've not been quiet. Come and see me in the office. Let the church members' concern be your concern. That shows you have a call of God in your life. There should be a fervent desire that you want to help the people of God. And you, who thinks you are so spiritual, you know more than the pastor. Then the pastor cannot help you. Go to another pastor who can help you. We have a church member in Ghana. Anytime the pastor preaches, then he comes. This side, you should have said this. That side, you should have said this. You can't be under the pastor again. I was handling a Sunday school in a former church. And one brother, everything he raised a hand. Everything he raised a hand. One Sunday, I said, brother, come and handle the class. Within 5 minutes, sweat was coming. Sweat was coming. He said, brother, come and take your wife. Standing here is not a joke. When you feel called, the call must be recognized by the pastor. If God has called you, that same God should speak to the pastor to tell him, you are called. Nobody can stand on your call if it's the real call of God. May boss rise again and go to the battle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why Job said,
if
a man dies, shall he live again? 4,000 years. Nobody can answer it. Until one day, Mary and Martha said, no, if you have been here, my brother will have died. And he told them, yes, we know. He will rise. In the resurrection, Jesus said, I am. Jesus in the present tense. I have the resurrection and the life. This morning, don't shift your problem tomorrow. Let it be now. The question Job asked, if a man dies, shall he live again? Jesus answered it. If you believe in me, even though you were dead, you will rise again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Lazarus,
Lazarus
was in the tomb. 4 days. Justification. Sanctification. Restoration of gifts. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. 4 days. The message of Malachi 4 is to give life to the bride. You can die in the churches. But just like Jesus, when he was married, a mighty angel came down, and there was an earthquake. The stone was rolled, and it came up. This morning, and the stone that is blocking you, I want to tell you, you will rise again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One day in South Africa. In South Africa, a cripple took taxi to go to Brother Brown
Communications.
And the taxi driver said, what time will you close? Then I'll come and pick you. And he said, don't worry. If I'm there, in his presence, I'll walk home. This morning, with all the troubles we have come with, you will rise again. You will not go back the same because your bones shall rise again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One day,
Florence Nightingale
sent a picture full of bones to the prophet. She took a plane to meet him. And when he came, he said, oh God, what bunch of bones is this? And as I said, pray, the angel of the Lord said, prophesy on the bones. He said, you bones, you Florence Nightingale, rise again. And the woman who was full of bones, he arose. This morning, you will rise again. Bones is an impossibility making possible. One day, Brother Brown saw a brother called
Oscar.
In the Indian reservation. It's in the message, the odd boy.
And
said, prophet, I want my horse back. And he checked. Is that your horse? He's sitting by the bed. And he said, prophet, the same God, through you, pray for my mother. She was healed. That same God, who told you, is the bed. That same God can bring my horse back. This horse was eating so many months before. If thou can believe, it is possible. This morning, if thou can believe, it is possible. Because Oscar believes. Later, the prophet said, I have his letter here. He went to the snow. He saw the horse standing. God is not replacing. He is resurrecting. God never produced another horse. He brought the same horse that was eating.
He went and checked. There was a mark on the horse. He said, yes, this is my horse. God doesn't replace because of resurrection. This morning, every part of your body that is dead, I tell you, your bones shall rise again. Hallelujah. This message, the prophet said, in the message shalom, he said in Jesus' time, he turned water into wine. He turned 5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes into 5,000. And after they have eaten, they still have 12 baskets. But in our time, we are speaking out of nothing. Something out of nothing. That's why he went to kill squirrels. Those squirrels are not supposed to live in those places. They were produced out of the spoken word. Just like the ram of Abraham. He has no father. He has no mother. The beginning of this, nor the end of life. It was produced by Abraham's spoken word. That God will provide a sacrifice. This morning, let it be your confession. That God should provide a sacrifice. Hallelujah. And he shot 3 of them. Before 10 o'clock. And the Lord said, how many do you want? He said, I want the limit. The limit. And not even Brother Abraham has forgotten. But God knows our loss. The loss in Indiana means you have to keep maximum of 5 squirrels. It's in a message of grace. Hallelujah. He said, I want the Indiana limit. And the Lord said, you've only killed 3. You are left with 2. Before 10 o'clock, you kill the 2. And you become 5. And Brother Brown said, there were mosquitoes around. He said, I spoke the squirrels into being. And I spoke the mosquitoes out of me. This morning, the spoken word, speaking into being and speaking out of me. If you want something, you speak it to me. If you don't want it, you speak out of it. It is speaking into and speaking out. He said, by 10 o'clock, I saw the rainbows rolling, and he heard a voice. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New Testament. This morning, that same word has come to you. Because you have believed the prophet, you have the prophet reward. You can also speak. Don't wait for anyone. Speak the word. You can speak in. You can speak out. By 10 o'clock, the mosquitoes were speaking out. 5 schools were speaking in. This morning, can you say, yes, he can. So I'll give you. You say, yes, he can. Will your marriage live again? Say, yes, he can. Will your marriage live again? Will your children come back? Will your project continue? Will your demons go away? Will your masturbation stop? Will your pornography stop? Will your barrenness go away? May your lost span can go away? Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
There is coming a day.
Ojo kan bo.
There is coming a day.
Ojo kan bo.
When no heart it shall come. Oh, but here. Oh.
Oh, the beauty stays.
If you are here, and there's anything in your life which has broken like the bones, your marriage is not working, your children are wayward, you have become addicted to pornography, you have barrenness, you have long sperm count. This morning, raise up your hand and tell the Lord, their bones shall live again, 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 their bones shall live again. The God who has created you, He has your spare parts. Everything that is wrong with you, God will produce a spare parts. This morning, thank the Lord. I receive it, Lord.
Why we bring the service to a close? Whatsoever is the desire, the needs in your life, and you want help from God, remember, but Abraham said, when God comes into the midst of his people, he doesn't come as an onlooker. Neither does he come as a recording agent. He comes to meet the needs of his people. Whatever is your need, God can meet it right away. Only believe, for all things are possible. Before we pray, I don't care what that needs is. Our God can do all things. He can do all things. Even what men think are impossible. In the house of Abraham, where God told, where God repeated that promise, wife Sarah shall conceive and bring forth that son. Sarah smiled and God said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for our God. Just put your promise, just put your request in your heart and lift up your hand unto God while we commit our needs unto His hand. He is able to say to the uttermost, they that put their trust in Him, with our God, nothing shall be impossible. Let us pray. And Father, we just want to thank you. We thank you for your presence in our midst. In confirmation of the promise you made, that we are two or three are gathered together in thy most holy and blessed name, there you will be in their midst. Father, we know you are in our midst. We can feel your presence. We can feel your blessings. Hands of your children are raised up everywhere. Whatsoever the needs might be, physical needs, material needs, spiritual needs, whatever, oh God, you are the only one that we can look unto. For you taught us we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Father, we bring our needs before you. May you address them one by one, from chair to chair, from person to person. Minister to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe you. You have taught us. You say whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received, and we shall have it. Father, take our belief away from our heart. Put faith there, Lord. We believe we have received, whether for our healing, whether for our deliverances, whether for more of God, whether for baptism of the Holy Ghost, we have received, Lord. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your servant. Replenish it for the virtue that has left it. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the praises. Take all the adoration, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you. Let the blessings ever remain ours. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. In Jesus' more righteous name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We want to apologize for the light instability. Yes. The diesel consumed too much. That's why we tried to source with NEPA, but we finally have to stay on the Lord bless you. The musical people wants to have a rehearsal this afternoon by around 1 o'clock.
Oh,
it's 2 o'clock, I think. 2 o'clock, yeah. Yesterday we announced that the people that are maybe looking for admission or that wants to go further, students and interested parents also that want to listen to be able to. The staff of the university here wants to give them a little awareness talk, which is between 20 to 30 minutes maximum. So when the service is dismissed, you kindly just remain inside. Then you now move forward, then you'll be attended to. Those who also wanted the inbook that we announced yesterday, please meet the sister and make your booking, and then arrangement will be made and you will get it. And those are also ones Yoruba sermon book. Please indicate with any of the officers. By 4 o'clock, I will come back to gather the collations, and those that needed should please meet me at the back of the building. By 4 o'clock. Yeah. Our next service is 5 p.m. There is this side of this parking lot. Yes, to the extreme this side, they want the place free that it was. They don't want us to park there so that they can easily bring in the food.
Because
when it is blocked, they will have to go and look for way through all that, and it's a bit difficult.
Yeah, somebody is missing his reading glasses. So, if you see anyone unattended to, you can please give it to one of the officers. God bless you. As I hand over to the pastor, let me just make one statement. I just looked through this projector, through the screen, and I saw the screen picking eyes of some people that are sleeping. And I thought that this is being viewed from several countries. Number two, the thing is not editable. Number three, the record is permanent. The Lord bless you.
Praise be to God.
And
shall we rise up? We are going to seek an inn and then dismiss. Amen. We are told to be learning from the mistakes of others. Brother Eutychus, in the Bible, we all know the case. It is because God had mercy on him. May God help us. Was at a Lord behind the highway, then
it is my the light he could not see.
He caught his hand, passed by the shadows.
Then Jesus came and made the darkness clear.
Oh, when Jesus comes,
the tempest far is broken.
When Jesus comes,
the tempest are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the light with glory.
For all is changed
when Jesus comes to stay.
The evil spirits through me, I'm on the touch. He loves the mystery. He loves himself as demons pass possessed me.
Then Jesus came and set the captive free.
Hallelujah, oh,
when Jesus comes, the tempest far is broken. When Jesus comes,
the tempest are wiped away.
He takes the gloom and fills the light with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. The heaven cried in torment, the dead, the dog, in helplessness to death.
Ooh, let me rage,
this is her people's victory. Then Jesus came and cast out every fear.
Hallelujah,
when Jesus comes, the tempest far is broken. When Jesus comes, the tempest are wiped away. He takes the gloom and comes to stay. So many today, hey, I found a Savior, able, able to call a passion of blessing. God over hearts, I let them sound and only. Then Jesus came and cast himself within. Hallelujah, when Jesus comes. When Jesus comes, when he comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to, when Jesus comes down. When he comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the light with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Be of good courage. God spake unto Joshua. When over the rivers God pointed the way. Jordan uncrossable, things seemed impossible. Waters divine as they marched around. Even God and the rivers you think uncrossable. God, any mountains you can't tunnel through. My God specializes in things done impossible. And he will do what no other power can do. Battles to win, they would meet with your obstacles. There those walls too must fall to the ground. God never failed. He stood back on his promises. Walls had to crumble as they marched around. Amen. God, many rivers you think are uncrossable. God, many mountains you can't tunnel through. My God specializes in things done impossible. And he will do what no other power can do. God is the same and his word is dependable. He'll make a way through the world just for you. Life situations by him are amendable. Mountains and hills he will part for you. God, any rivers now. God, any rivers you think are crossable. God, any mountains you can turn out through. My God specializes in things that impossible. And he will do what no other power can do. Oh, I'm feeling so much better. Amen. Talking about this good thing. I'm feeling so much better. Amen. Talking about. Oh, let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about. Oh, the devil may not like it, but who cares? Oh, the devil may not like it, but who cares? Oh, keep talking out. Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on. let's go on talking about the Lord. Leave it there, amen. Leave it there. We'll take our burdens to the Lord and leave it there, amen. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take our burdens to the Lord and leave. Oh, we take it one more time now. Leave it there, amen. Oh, leave it there, take your burdens to the Lord, leave it there, amen. If you trust and never doubt, He'll surely bring you round. Take your burdens to the Lord. Oh, just one more time now, leave it there, amen, leave it there. We'll take our burdens to the Lord. Leave it there, amen. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you up. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.